Blog Talk Radio.
This is Derek Fuchs Felix for Hard Hits Network Live. And it's just a podcast on the New York Rangers, actually. The Rangers have been really struggling. They really are limping towards the finish line and have not been playing good hockey for a while. And they definitely have some issues. They lose again tonight, losing 4-3 to the Sabres. Not a good one. Not a good one. Definitely not. What really stands out with this team, and it's just been a theme all year, is just the inconsistency, you know, of the defense of the group. And you just don't know what you're going to get period to period with this team. I did not see the first period, and I did not see most of the second period, but I heard they were pretty dreadful in the first period, and they fell behind 3-0 to the Sabres, who are playing, you know, they're playing for pride, and, you know, they're trying, they're still playing pretty hard, you know. Dan Balsman's got them playing very hard. He's got some good players there. Jack Eichel is going to be a superstar, certainly. And Ryan O'Reilly scored a couple of goals tonight. Got 19th and 20th goals. And the Sabres are going to be a young and upcoming team. They're going to be heard from. But, you know, this Ranger team is a very experienced team, battle-tested. And right now, I mean, they're very bad right now. They're a dreadful team right now. No, they lost to the Penguins. All right, they lost in overtime in that game to the Pens. But it wasn't that it was a bad performance, but I just thought the Pens were better. I was more impressed with the Pens' speed in that game. And speed is a problem for the Rangers, especially defensively. They are not the same team. A lot of wear and tear on guys like Hartzell, guys like Dan Girardi and Mark Stahl. And, you know, Vigneault has had some questionable moves. Seems like he's playing his core guys a little too much. And he's not really giving them a chance to rest. And I really don't understand why. I don't understand that. I mean, they'd have to totally choke and lose all four of their games and have other teams, you know, win every one of their games. It's not going to happen. They're going to make the playoffs. I mean, that's a pretty much a given. They're going to be in the playoffs. They lose to the Hurricanes and then kind of a disjointed performance where they did try to come back and they fell short. And Eric Staal's return, really, they were just up. And the same thing again tonight at home, no less. And they got four out of the last five at home. They lost tonight to the Sabres where they fell behind 3-0. And Lundqvist got pulled again. I think Lundqvist's been chased now 7 times this season. I can't remember Lundqvist ever getting pulled that many times in a season. And there's a lot of frustration right now. The bottom line is that everybody's got to play better, and that includes the goalie. The goalie, you know, he's had some questionable quotes. There's no doubt about it. Threw some of his teammates under the bus. He doesn't do it directly, but, you know, they'd be reading the quote from Andrew Gross of the Record, what Lundqvist had to say, you know, where he just basically said, you know, a couple of the goals he thought Sabres made good plays, and then the other couple of goals he felt, you know, there wasn't really a lot of they didn't really have to work for them. Well, that might be true, you know, Hank, but you know, you also have to stop the puck too. I mean, and Hank's one of the best. I don't take it for granted. Without Lundqvist, the franchise wouldn't have rebuilt. They wouldn't have been where they've been over the past 3 out of 4. We've led them, you know, to the Final Four 3 out of the last 4 years. A couple of conference finals, obviously a heartbreaking one last year, losing to the Lightning, getting shut out, no less, gave up couple of goals in that third period to Kilorn and I think Tyler Johnson or Kucherov. And hey, they made the Stanley Cup final. Lundqvist basically carried him on his back when they lost to the Kings in one of the closest 5-game series I've ever seen, where they lost all 3 games in overtime and sudden death. And there's just a lot of issues. This team does not hold leads. They blew it against the Hurricanes the other night, where they let them score the final 2 goals. And yes, the final goal was kind of a tough one, certainly. Victor Ross got a long challenge, and very tough to tell whether or not Falk had the puck, and if he kept the puck, and it was on that blue line. It's very hard to tell. the angle just it's too inclusive, and I understood that. I do blogs, of course, NewYorkPuck.com. You could check it out. But they are not a good third period team when they lead. You know, they've given up the most goals where they've been ahead, and in the final 5 minutes, either the tie games or lost games for them. And they're just not consistent. And tonight, they did not have it. You know, they did not have it from the beginning. Lundqvist gave up 2 on 7, and then he got pulled early in the second period after it was Gergensen's rebound chased him on a bad rebound. 46 seconds in, and he gets chased, and Ranta replaces him. They gave it a good effort to come back. They did score. They did come back. Kevin Hayes, who's been playing a little bit better, he was able to score to get them back in it. But then Ranta had a misplay with the end, a little bit of a miscommunication behind the net where Ranta did not give a good handle to the end. He kind of just forced a pass that wasn't there. He kind of messed up on the pass, and it turned into a Matt Molson goal on just a very bad turnover. That turned out to be the winner. And these are the things that the Rangers have been doing. They've been making these kind of mistakes, these egregious mistakes that really stand out. And these are the kind of mistakes they did not make in the past few years, and they do now. And if they want to, if they're going to be successful, they've got to get away from this. They're just not playing the right kind of hockey. There's enough experience there, but there's just too much inconsistency, whether it's defense and you don't. I don't like to just pin the blame on Girardi or Staal. Look, they are real warriors, okay? So them coming down this year, look, it was going to happen. Look at all the games played, but it's not just them. Kevin Klein did not have a good game tonight either. Yandel had his struggles tonight. McDonough felt he was culpable on a couple of the Sabres calls. So this is a team thing, all right? And the forwards don't always come back. So there's miscommunication going on. There's forwards that aren't always coming back hard on the back check. And these are things that the Rangers always were good at, fundamentals. And they're not anymore. They don't kill penalties well. They get back in tonight's game, get consecutive goals from JT Miller. JT Miller has been terrific, and I hope he wins the Stephen McDonough Award for the extra effort. I think he deserves to win it. And Derek Stepan, on a really good play by Kreider, has been having a really strong finish this season. Stepan's got 19 goals, and Kreider has been playing much better hockey. And they still have 15 minutes left to try to tie. Chad Johnson, he played a good game. He made some big saves. None better than the one he made on Rick Nash in the second period. Looked up, just getting that glove off. Terrific save. But, you know, they had a 5-on-3. A full 5-on-3 for 2 minutes where the Sabres got whistled for 2 penalties on their defensemen. And look, I don't understand the standard when it comes to the officiating anyway. I don't understand how the Rangers wound up with 2 men, but their power play has been good. Their power play was terrible for that full 2 minutes. They were just trying to be too perfect, and they did not get any real good chances, and they only had 2 shots, and it was just awful. It was dreadful. And that was the game right there. That's their chance right there to tie the game. And they don't get the job done. They outshoot the Sabres 16-5. But, you know, if they continue to put together these incomplete and inconsistent efforts, they're not going to be long for the playoffs. I've said it before, and this is a team that I picked. I thought I had one more run in them. And my preseason pick, I had them going, beating the Caps in the second round and going to a Stanley Cup final and losing to the Ducks. The Ducks will have turned around their season, and they look like they're going to be one of the favorites along with the Kings. Those are the two best teams in that West. But the way it stands right now, with the inconsistency, with Vigneault not trusting a Dylan McElrath, with Vigneault so dependent on his veterans, and with the breakdowns that we've seen, and Lundqvist basically throwing teammates under the bus, right now, I don't think they're going to make it out of the first round, which would be a bitter disappointment for a team. All these aspirations. Lundqvist, who's 34 now, the window is starting to close. Things are going to have to change. Things are definitely going to have to change. And if they don't figure it out in the final 5 games, and the final 5 games, you tell me which matchups they should win. They're at Columbus later today, in a back-to-back. Actually, it's not a back-to-back. It's April 4th. They're April 4th, so that's a Monday at Columbus. And then they got the Lightning coming in. Lightning, who've been battered, losing Strawman. now they lost Stamkos to a blood clot. Oh, I wish him the best. God, I hope that that wasn't his final game with the Lightning. But they're going to be hard pressed. Then they got the Islanders April 7th, a game I'm going to. Probably the Stephen McDonald game, where Stephen McDonald, the great officer who was shot on the line of duty, presents the award for the most hard working Ranger, the Ranger that went above and beyond the call. And, you know, you'll have a lot of candidates this year. Zuccarello's had a real good season. I voted for JT Miller. I think he's been the guy. You can talk about what he's done, the career high 22 goals. Kevin Klein would be another guy. Jesper Fast. There really aren't a lot of guys who went above that, you know, call of duty this year. So I picked JT out of those guys. But I wouldn't be surprised if one of the other guys went to, like, Zouk. Or maybe even Brassard, even though he doesn't play defense. The Red Wings, the Islanders, Red Wings, Lightning, Islanders, and Red Wings are all visiting the Garden. Those are three games in 4 days. And I really couldn't tell you three games in five that what's going to happen. And they've got problems. Do they have the experience? There's experience. There's plenty of experience. Derek Stefan's a proven playoff performer, and he's been playing much better hockey down the stretch. So is Chris Kreider. They've been consistent. Derek Brassard has always stepped up his game in the playoffs, and he leads the team in goals with the 27 or 28 that he has. And Zuccarello, having Zuccarello back for the postseason should help. Guys like McDonough, Girardi, Staal are battle-tested. And you hope that Staal and Girardi will be able to show some of that battle-tested level and be a little more consistent instead of panicking with the puck. The coach still hasn't settled on lines. He's still mixing up lines. The addition of Eric Staal, he's starting to find it. You can see he's finding chemistry with Kevin Hayes and Jesper Fast, and that looks like it's going to be a good line. So adding Eric Staal is a good move, and I like his experience. And don't forget, he hasn't been in the postseason since 2009, so you know he's going to really want it, okay? Especially having the chance for the first time to be back in the postseason since 2009. It's more a question of the consistency of this team. Can this team be consistent? Can they build leads and can they protect leads? And can they play aggressive hockey and be more consistent on their forecheck, which has been non-existent most of the year? And right now, I don't know. I mean, the experience says they can, they're capable, but the results say otherwise. And what's going to happen to them in a seven-game series? You know, whether they go, if they go up against the Pens, who just don't lose anymore, or even somebody else, whether it's the Islanders, or what if they drop to the wild card? Were they better off facing maybe a North, you know, not a Northeast, an Atlantic Division winner, which is a joke in itself. But who knows? I don't know. The Flyers are playing much better hockey than them. The Pens are playing great. The Islanders are the one team that hasn't been playing a lot well. They've been very up and down. And the Rangers are 2 points up on them for that third spot. There's just a lot of questions with this team. That and same thing with the coach, who I think just he plays favorites. He's a little too loyal to his vets. I would like to see – I would love to see McElroy get in. I'd love to see Lindbergh get in, but that's not who Alain Vigneault is. Alain Vigneault is not great at adjusting strategy. He did adjust some ice time by limiting Dan Girardi's shifts, playing him a little more of a third pair, and he's going more with McDonough and Yandel, playing them more minutes, and I think that's good. And Boyle's been giving them better effort, and he's got more minutes tonight than both Staal, than Mark Staal and Girardi. So there has to be a balance, and if it has to be different than before, so be it. But I'm just not sure about this team right now. And unless they gather and, you know, they're probably going to be golfing very soon. So be very disappointing for the Rangers. And what happens is, do they take a long look? If they do have a short spring, does the organization reassess things and realize that they have to make serious, serious changes? These are all really good questions, very humbling questions that will not get answered until probably after whatever happens in this month and beyond. All right, that's it for this podcast. I hope you tuned in and enjoyed. This is Derek Beale of D-Flex signing off. And be sure to check out more podcasts in the future. Don't forget to check out our baseball show. Good night, everybody.